This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. On March 30th, 2005, there were 110 second place winners in the Powerball lottery.
For context, there are usually on average only five or six.
Producer Avery Truffleman.
And the natural question was why?
Was there a computer glitch that played all the same number? Like, has someone compromised the system?
This is journalist Jennifer Eightley.
Lottery officials are panicked, you know, because like something is up.
So the next day, as the winners around the United States came to collect, the Powerball officials asked them,
"So where'd you get your number from?"
And each of them had the same answer. They had gotten their numbers from a fortune cookie.
They were different cookies in different states, but they all had the same fortune and the same lucky numbers. Very lucky numbers.
And so it just sort of made you realize like how much fortune cookies and Chinese food have become an American ritual.
Let's make this perfectly clear. The cookies are not from China.
I don't know why, but Chinese, they don't eat a fortune cookie.
Stephen Yang is founder of Yang's Fortunes Incorporated in San Francisco.
Chinese people in China don't eat fortune cookies, but Americans consume billions of them, which means great business for Stephen, because he prints a lot of the paper fortunes that go inside fortune cookies.
Stephen's tiny warehouse in San Francisco's Dogpatch District is filled with boxes. Each box contains 300,000 paper fortunes. And Lisa, Stephen's daughter, she has written most of the company's 5,000 unique fortunes.
There are a few ways to tell where your fortunes come from. If you get one with blue corners on it, that was printed by a giant company in New York called Wonton Food. They make over 4 million cookies a day and were responsible for the cookie that made all those Powerball winners in 2005.
If your fortune has smiley faces on it, it was probably printed by a Chinese company. For the American market, of course.
And if the fortune doesn't have blue corners or smiley faces, chances are it was one of the many thousands that Stephen prints in all different colors and fonts and sends to factories all over the country.
So today, the fortune cookie is iconic of Chinese-American food, but they are not traditional in China. And this mystery over the cookie's origin is something people have tried to solve. People like Sally Osaki. She knew they were not invented in China.
What do you mean the Chinese fortune cookie? It's Japanese.
Sally Osaki is California born and raised, but her parents came from Japan in the early 1900s.
When I was a child, the fortunes used to be in Japanese rather than the Chinese character.
And the cookies weren't something you'd get at the end of a meal at a restaurant.
They'd come in a bag. And mostly I know when we got them when I was a child was we would go see Japanese movies.
So in Sally's California childhood, the cookies were a casual snack. But if you trace them all the way back to their origins in Japan, you actually find them at a shrine.
In Kyoto, and if you kind of walk around there, you will be able to find these Japanese bakers, like grilling fortune cookies.
Jennifer flew to the Hoshimi Inaritaisha Shrine in Kyoto specifically to try them.
But they're not like the fortune cookies we see in the United States. They're like bigger and browner, and they're actually kind of have this like nutty, savory flavor.
But still, they're that same iconic fortune cookie shape we all know.
There's actually an old Japanese image of a baker folding these crackers, and it dates back to 1878, decades before the first reports of American fortune cookies.
One of the bakers that I spoke to thought that fortune cookies they designed to look like a bell, in part because there are bells all along the paths up into the shrines.
But then why don't we eat it after sushi?
Because like people were not eating sushi in like 1920.
When Japanese immigrants were opening businesses in the 1920s, there was no market for Japanese food. Like the Chinese immigrants before them, they pandered to American tastes.
So a lot of the Japanese families ran a lot of Chinese restaurants.
And these Japanese families ran American Chinese restaurants full of chop suey and other faux Chinese cuisine. And these Japanese owners would throw in a fortune cookie for dessert.
When Sally was a kid, fortune cookies were still made in Japanese bakeries in both LA and San Francisco, and the fortunes were still in Japanese.
But on December 7th, 1941, that all changed. Following the bombing of Pearl Harbor, California's Japanese and Japanese-American populations were interned for 4 years in the desert,
including a lot of Japanese bakers and Japanese restaurant owners.
my recollection was that after we came out of the camps, it was the Chinese fortune cookie. The Chinese actually commercialized it, and all the Chinese restaurants started to serve it.
The Chinese had inherited the fortune cookie.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman with Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, Kurt Kohlstedt, Ted Muldoon, and me, Rowan Mars. We are a project of KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.